Although Zan went offline. Damn.
I don't see him doing the. Oh, there he goes. Oh, Samuel.
Good, I really have to pee anyway.
It's okay, your character's asleep.
Yeah. And Sam dropped again.
Oh no, Sam, why?
Sam's internet of poop.
I don't know. He needs to call the people that are responsible for the internet at his house. Yeah. And say, hey, my internet's going out every like 5 minutes for 30 seconds at a time. Although I guess actually that's the thing. He's on DSL and this is like peak service, so he's probably it's probably not that he's losing connection, it's just like there's a lot of people on the line and drawing something. I don't know. The thing is his something about Ted Stevens. That's all you need to know.
Who?
Alaska Senator.
Something Ted Stevens complete.
And Sam, yeah, I don't know if Sam's actually coming back online ever.
Ted, did you try texting him?
He texted me. His text he sent me is internet just shit the bed.
Ask him.
And I said, did you hear when it's coming back? And I'm waiting for a response.
I don't want to do too much without him.
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing this. Lunchroom porridge scene.
Aside.
Lunchroom porridge asides are the best asides.
But I mean, if he can't come back, I would have no problem waiting, like, another day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something, yeah. Although, I guess he's actually going away, like, following this, but, you know, it's not going to be too long before we play again.
Well, we'll just keep going, and if we get to the actual plot before he comes back, we'll just stop there.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a plan.
The stuff that isn't resolving the stuff that you already did.
Yep.
And make sure you tell me if he texts back.
Called ASP. They're doing maintenance. No idea when it'll be back. He just sent me that.
Well, if they're doing maintenance, it shouldn't take too long.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll just keep going.
An hour at the latest, I think, probably.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what's up.
All right. Okay. So 1 hour mark. Do we?
I don't know. I say we take a break or we call it here.
Yeah, let's take a break. Text is Sam. Any word from Sam yet?
None.
All right, let's take a break. And even if we I still got a couple things we can do without him. But you know.
Yeah. All right.
I kind of want Jenna to be in on the let's all sneak in Grimm's house when his mom's gone and watch Thunderdome.
Session 11, the clip show. Hey guys, you remember when we snuck into Grimm's mom's house? That was crazy. Hey, who are you? Why are you talking like...
The only reason I mention it is because I watched Thunderdome like last weekend and I haven't seen that movie in so long.
I've never seen that movie, so...
I saw it.
Me neither. And,
I've seen it, like...
The funny part was, it was, like, the made-for-TV version, so, like, they already bleep out the words. So when he's explaining where methane comes from, and there's, like, what are you doing? And she's, like, pig... She says pig shit, and there's, like, this five-minute scene where pretty much all they say is pig shit, but for the made-for-TV movie, it's pigs.
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 Pigs, yeah.
Methane comes from pigs.
Mr. Falcon.
Oh. All right. Well, I am going to pause the recording and maybe stop it if we don't keep going.
In that bird's head. I want you to psychology the bird.
I want him to voice act it, just mostly because I want him to go, oh, 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 oh.
I still can't believe I got him to dream about ghost bones.
What?
Well, a couple nights ago, me and him and Nate were talking about ghost bones. But then he had a dream.
I'm saying something to James about we need to look at this picture and talk about it, and he's just like, "What?"
What?
I made a person dream about something. You don't know how powerful that makes me feel.
Oh man, guys, Monster Mask is going to be our 100th post.
Oh, cool.
Which I think that's, oh yeah, Adventures in Babysitting was originally going to be our 100th post, but then, okay. Hi, James. You should click on that thing, James. That Amanda linked.
God, no. I can't.
The second link up, the first link is a little small.
Oh, I thought you meant the chocolate fountain.
Yeah, that's the one.
And so James leaves the call.
Well, this is boring.
mostly because we were just laughing at that bird for like a solid 10 minutes, trying to.
I was crying, James. I was crying over the chocolate bird.
I guess it's better when there's more than one person.
we were trying to figure out what noise the bird would be making, and I said if anyone could voice act that bird, it would probably be James.
What?
I don't know. I think Hannah did a pretty good voice for it.
Oh, no, I can't. Poor Hannah, we killed her.
Why, I'm not cleaner at all.
This was a terrible idea.
Maybe if I
doesn't survival of the fittest mean things tend to do things that aren't that don't make them more likely to be eaten?
I really don't like this direction that Klondike's going. I just don't understand it.
There's only one comment. Yes, can I be this bird one day?
That should be that's the bird is stepping in there, and it's just stepping in there. It's just yes, all according to plan. It's hedonism cockatrice.
The thing that makes me laugh the most is that I can't tell if it's just the way its head is shaped, but in the last panel, it really looks like it's just opening his mouth into the chocolate fountain.
He is. That it's going, aww, chocolate. Going, oh my god, the cocoa gods are just spilling into my mouth. Chocolate.
I hope that's chocolate, because if that's caramel, that bird is not having a good time.
He's not going to have a fun cleanup, that's for sure.
Caramel fountain.
This does not pour nearly as well.
This is another comment that says, wow, please tell me they got him to a vet or at least under a sink that could kill him.
Probably. That's the thing I'm thinking is that he just got a smother because he can't get the chocolate off of his, like, nostrils. Alrighty.
Everything.
Alright, any word from Sam yet?
Nothing.
I don't know if I can continue after that chocolate bird. I'm just going to think about it at random times, and you'll just hear me go off again.
That's my next monster idea.
No!
Chocolate bird?
Yeah.
The bird likes chocolate.
He just appears, and it's that last panel.
hold on. Nice bird.
I don't even want to make a kid to go with it. I just want that bird.
What is the bird even? Does the bird just? I'm trying to figure out what it would even look like. Is it just a giant? Would the monster just be a giant fountain with chocolate pouring, or is it just a bird that just somehow has chocolate pouring out of nowhere?
Just imagine that last panel, but with the fountain photoshopped out. Choco Bird, we need your help.
Give me a second.
That's
really, really apathetic. Oh, give me a second.
No, this is the thing. Chocolate Bird's transformation from bird to chocolate bird is sort of a magical girl thing. There's just chocolate in the background, and it just involves chocolate pouring over. Well, some kind of music plays. And then there's a skirt for some reason.
I like candy.
It has useful chocolate.
Does every location have useful chocolate?
The top two.
I hate you guys so much. My stomach hurts. What?
My eyes are watering.
Maybe you should wash that out with something.
You didn't put it there when I was choking on water.
I can't even remember what I said that did that.
That just sounds like you could look at the definition of the word desperation in a book.
What?
And just get a video clip of that.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. I think that he wasn't even intentional. He's just like, oh, what the hell is happening?
Why is this all? Why can't I see? But my mouth tastes delicious.
All I want to know is why there's like a loose cockatoo flying around a Christmas party somewhere. Especially when a chocolate fountain is involved. It seems grossly irresponsible.
I just like that there's a photographer. It has nothing. It's like, what's that? Oh, man. Yeah, I gotta get pictures.
Bullshit like this.
All for Cyrus.
Hello, YouTube.
All for Cyrus.
Well. It made me feel good.
Like how it's mohawk now. The cockatoo's little mohawk thing is more defined when it's encased in chocolate.
Encased.
When it's trapped in a delicious chocolate tube.
In chocolate. Like I said, it looks like it was frozen in carbonite. That's probably what Jabba the Hutt probably has a chocolate encased bird.
I've been trying to find out an equivalent for that bird's emotion. Because he's probably pretty distressed. And what the hell, why not?
What is this?
Oh, this is what I think it is. Yes!
The problem with this picture is I can't look at it for more than 30 seconds and not laugh.
I don't even know what that is.
The problem with this picture is that for some reason his skin is also a mustache.
I can't tell if he's afraid of something or is he... Actually, no, he's just about to sneeze. That's what's happening.
It's a mystery. His mystery. He's a druid, you know.
That's the mystery of the druid. Didn't this become a meme for a while, just taking this face and putting it in a bunch of pictures?
Probably.
Yeah, putting it in the background.
Sounds like a novel thing.
Oh, yeah. God, Matt reblogged it again. It's on my Tumblr dash like 4 times now.
Yeah.
This is not... This
49 on Metacritic.
How much did you get on Metacritic? What?
49 on Metacritic.
Oh my god, no. Someone reblocked it on my dash and it's right there. God damn it. Why?
Chocolate!
I can't avoid it.
Chocolate!
Oh, and of course the person reblogs, this is actually really sad because chocolate is super toxic to birds and gives them nausea, diarrhea, and seizures until they eventually die. Chocolate!
You know what, yeah, just regret nothing! Oh, looks like I'm covering chocolate. You know, fix this, more chocolate. Nope, that didn't help either. Maybe if it's just getting deeper. This isn't helping at all.
At first, I couldn't tell what it was. Then I looked at a cat. Then it looked like a cat. I'm seeing a bird.
Oh, goodness.
Cased in carbonite.
That's probably what Jabba the Hutt wanted, but turns out carbonite does not equal chocolate bar. That's why he's probably...
I need a glass of water. This laughing has dried out my throat. I'll be right back.
Someone said, this is both cute and horrifying at the same time. Can you swim in chocolate stuff?
It all depends on how thick it is. I mean, you can swim in pancake syrup. It's like hard because it's, you know, so thick.
Man, if I had a quarter for every time I heard that.
That's what she said.
And I did just say that.
It always dries out my mouth.
Dries it like, it's like a desert.
It gets my throat all sore.
It's like sandpaper.
I'm going to make it so dry for you.
Nobody likes it like that. I got this thing I do with my...
special thing with my hands.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Oh no, don't ever do that around me, ever.
I don't want anyone.
Do you want me
to
flatten out the blowjob?
What?
Oh, I love this guy.
It's one of my favorite memes. I'll eat your skin if you prefer your chicken without it. I am watching you grow into a wonderful person.
Oh, God. One of the ones linked under there was Success Kid. Abortion? More like shortcut to heaven. Oh yeah, the scumbag Steve's still my favorite one, just because the first image I ever saw of him was, hey man, can I borrow everything?
Shows up to party uninvited, leaves at 3 a.m., takes all the beer.
Cat bombs.
Your children are dead. Wrong about the Wii being broken. I just got it working.
Also, Velociraptor. If SpongeBob is absorbent and lives in Bikini Bottom, does that make him a tampon? I killed that joke because it was me saying it, wasn't it?
I don't know if it was funny to begin with. I'm not sure. I'll just have you know that you managed to make me facepalm like Jean-Luc Picard, which is impressive because I'm wearing glasses. And now I have streaks on my glasses, so thanks.
I will cut out your eyes for your Halloween ghost costume.
I will break you off a piece of my Kit Kat bar.
I will slice you up a piece of my famous pound cake.
The ones that I know the most, honestly, are Good Guy Greg.
Yeah.
I don't know Good Guy Greg.
He's a good guy.
It's not what?
I love removing limbs from the dead. Trees out back to build a nice fire. That one's hilarious to me because my dad said something exactly like that. With that pause and everything.
Yes, to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day. And also to his girlfriend's single housemate.
Good Guy Greg's pretty cool.
I'd hang out with Good Guy Greg. Gets drunk, nice things about everyone at the party.
I like Insanity Wolf.
Oh yeah.
Coffee scorches tongue, chug the rest.
I think my favorite just random Insanity Wolf is just millions of children died on your daughter's face last night.
Oh.
Feel baby kicking back.
that's what you need to do. You have to say all of these with a Rorschach voice.
October 29th.
Baby on board sign, target acquired.
Your plane has Wi-Fi, watch videos of plane crashes. Staring contest with the sun.
Oh, James, I should just ask you to play Light Wolf in the next game he shows up in.
Is he gonna take the change from Courage Wolf into Insanity Wolf?
He was already there. He already went there. I was quoting Insanity Wolf for all of Light Wolf's lines. And sometimes Excalibur. What?
Sorry, I missed that. What?
I talked over you. I'm sorry. James Keefe.
So these are just awful ideas. They're not even Insanity Wolf. They're just awful ideas. Put toothpick under big toenail. Kick wall.
I think the one that I like the most, cop pulls you over, give him a warning.
To be fair, that's more of a Courage Wolf thing.
Goes on MasterChef, cooks meth. Pass a kidney stone, put it back in. Get
oh god, this one's
it has 2 months to live.
No, get cancer, give it AIDS.
God.
No, you want this one's really horrible. You want me to
do it? I don't even care.
Her water just broke. Lubrication.
Oh, that is pretty bad. You're right.
That's... Go to blood bank. Make withdrawal. Get 20 in blackjack. Hit me.
Go to blackjack.
Girlfriend tells you to kill spider, eat it to gain its powers.
Go to blood drive, donate other people's blood.
Oh god. Why? Oh. Oh, whoops, that's not shift. That's caps.
Blackout drunk, wake up in Pentagon.
Again?
Get job, immediately ask for week off.
Tell date we're going to watch a romantic comedy to set the mood for the night. Put it, humid centipede.
Pretty romantic.
Need to lose weight. Start a crack meth diet.
By the way, Hannah, have you been on regrets day lately?
I have not. What's going on?
I don't really feel like going to look at it again, but you should go to Regretsy right now. You'll know what it is when you see it.
Regretsy, Google. Or do it yourself. Read sponsor.
No empty urinals. Share.
Adopt a ghost cat. Are you talking about the adopted ghost cat?
No, keep going. You'll see it.
Pinecone necklace looks like a pile of shit. Squiggly organic shmuel maroon and grat crackle also looks like shit. Cinnamon rolls.
She said get a life. So
Sprout swan. Vegan instant chocolate pudding.
This
My
one.
Little Ponipede.
Yeah, you found it.
What?
That's what I imagine with like heavy metal guitar and screaming ah the whole time. Cook pasta in boiling water. Use hands to stir.
Oh god, that just reminds me of a really old. What is it? Really old fanboys. See, oh god, I wonder if that's. Oh man, he changed the entire thing, and the comic came back. He actually restarted the comic and changed his art style again. I need to find.
No, it's just for the comic he's doing now. It's been going on for a while. We told you this, man.
It ended. No, he went on the forum and said he quit at the end of when I was at the end of like. College.
No, we told you he still does them.
Feed starving children to cannibals.
That's not going to be good meat at all.
That's the true insanity of it.
See. Oh, man, work.
Child molester moves in a neighborhood. Free babysitter.
Taste the rainbow. Devour that fucking rainbow.
The recycle bin. I deleted it.
Lose two pints of blood replaced with whiskey.
Watch porn.
One tenth of these get roadhead from the driver.
No. Watch porn in the Library of Congress.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to rape you.
God.
Friend beats you on Xbox. Beat friend with Xbox.
This one's kind of weak. Subscribe to newsletter. Yes.
What?
Slide glass thermometer into penis, slam penis into door.
Why? That seems highly inadvisable.
Doing meth isn't normal, but on meth it is.
Fight gingivitis, drink bleach. That just reminds me of Apocalypse. Drink the bleach.
Bleach is mostly water.
Where most
they're like 70% water, so therefore we are the bleach.
Yes.
Drink the bleach.
Do lines of anthrax.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Go for the eyes.
Donate blood at a sperm bank.
Oh, that's just unhealthy.
Water fight in the summer goes and gets the kettle.
Oh God!
Okay, there we go. That's enough of those.
Breath smells. Use deodorant.
Why?
Use 2 pints of blood. Replace it with whiskey.
Oh yeah, they did.
And I read that one.
Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Oh God.
Oh God.
Everything.
Good
so out, you. Can, spin can and yank.
Your friend is ignoring you. Pee on her foot to establish dominance. Be fair, that's something a wolf would do.
Yeah, that's more of a it's not insane at all.
Punch and snout to establish dominance.
Here lies wife Hurst.
No, wife Hurst.
Take sleeping pills. Operate heavy machinery.
That was the 5 second film's Labor Day thing. Let me see.
Scumbag Steve.
Jehovah's Witness, come right in.
Oh man, Scumbag Steve is such a dick.
I like my women how I like my veins. Oxygen deprived.
Oh, what?
I got 99 donuts, cause a bitch ate one.
Oh. Gets hit by dodgeball. Continues playing.
Neat lube for sex. Starts paper cutting dick.
Take entire bottle of vitamins in one sitting. You're set for life.
Oh, Flintstones.
Oh man, that reminds me. I gotta take my one a day Vita Craves.
Vita Crave.
For some reason, I just imagined Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah, me too.
They said Flintstones. Just...
Man, I took Flintstones vitamins until I was like done with high school.
Dude, they're delicious.
Yeah.
The way to our heart is through our rib cage.
I said that one.
You're behind. You're behind on the times.
Find beehive in the woods. Fleshlight.
Ugh.
Oh, God. No, that actually reminds me of a thing that I...
Why does that remind you of anything?
If you wouldn't interrupt me...
I'm sorry.
I don't remember where I read this, but I think it was rumored that the first vibrator was actually the vibrations in it were created by bees inside of it.
Well, that movie is coming out. We could watch it and learn about the history of the vibrator.
Oh man, yeah.
What hysteria? Oh yeah.
Oh, that just brings an uncanny valley for me, because I remember that show from like the mid from the early aughts.
Yeah, and it had Father Time and
that was such an amazing show. I love that show.
It was. I learned all about history.
I just remember they have an interview with Lennon, and the interviewer keeps asking him if he knows, you know, if he knows McCartney. He's like, I do not know about this John McCartney, and I do not know about these Beatles. I still remember they had a really clever way to teach everything about the Pledge of Allegiance, which was that they had that the guy used his manuscripts, but he couldn't read too well, or he couldn't write too well, so it's like, I pledge Ally Sheedy to the slag of the United States of Amelia, and to the repugnance of Richard Stans. One naked, undergarments, invisible man with Liberace and puffed rice for all.
How did you remember that?
Because it got stuck in my head and it never left. It's like an old friend that hung around way too long.
I feel bad about how much I love the successful black man meme.
Aww.
Did you ever see that that whitest kid you know, Black Doctor?
No.
Oh my god, I can't read Socially Awkward Penguin. That's my life.
Most of our lives.
A lot of times I turn to Socially Awkward, Socially Awesome Penguin, the half and half. It turned into its own meme somehow.
I like the Dos Equis one too. Those are pretty funny.
Dos Equis.
Oh my god, there's a lame pun coon. Now I have to read all of these.
Oh yeah, I had read all of those back when I only had like 100. Some of them aren't even puns.
I'm going to jump out of the call before this starts happening.
Thank you. Thank you very much, James, for joining us.
Yeah.
Thanks
for joining us in chocolates. Hannah, I can hear the Wisconsin and you come out when you laugh like that. I can hear the Wisconsin. I don't know how.
You can hear
it sounds vaguely like Chicago.
How do you get that out of my lap of all of the things that I've said?
It's just the most Wisconsin thing.
The Wisconsin people laugh. That's a stereotype for them, right?
That just reminds me of my favorite, like, it's like, you know, like,
I've never heard that stereotype before. Yeah, Wisconsinites, they laugh like motherfuckers. You just can't stop them.
They're always happy.
That just reminds me. It's like, you know, I don't understand, like, some stereotypes, like, perpetuated by race. It's like, yeah, all them black people, they got huge dicks and they're great at sports. Like, yeah, sucks to be them. Let's see.
I was going to make a gay joke, but fuck it. The man who survived mustard gas and pepper spray is now a seasoned veteran.
Oh, damn it.
This is horrible. I stayed up all night wondering where the sun went, and then it dawned on me.
That's the natural progression of I stared at the baseball in the sky, and then it hit me.
Got arrested while playing guitar for fingering a minor.
Puncoon. Why you gotta be so dorky?
Raccoons are the only animals that make living in garbage and living in sewers look adorable.
Yep.
Actually, my friend Carrie from elementary school, she had two pet raccoons. They were vicious motherfuckers. I never found them cute after that.
Yeah, it's just like ferrets. I remember I really wanted a ferret for a while, and then I actually found a pet store that had them. And I, like, put my... I was running around, and I put my... It's one of those open cages, so I put my hand down it, and they just bit me. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this. Ferrets are mean, and they cost a lot of money, and they only live 7 years on average.
And they smell, too, so...
But on the other hand, they're like...
Yeah, they're cute to look at, but as soon as you get, like, within 2 feet of them, they turn into vicious...
No, but still...
Matt, I discovered possibly my new favorite show, and I don't watch TV, so this is saying something.
What take ecstasy and laxatives for shits and giggles?
Ah!
Oh, God.
It's Cats from Hell, by the way, Matt. Have you seen Cats from Hell?
I haven't even heard of that.
Cats from Hell. It's My Cat from Hell. What's his name? Jackson Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
That show you were talking about last.
I can't even. Matt, he's a cat whisperer.
I thought that wasn't possible. I thought cats were like...
It's possible.
Cats are like living furniture. If you don't like it, you just throw it out.
He taught a cat how to sit on command.
It's like furniture. Like, you just throw it out. Get a new one.
You can't just throw out her, Timmy. No, it's fine. A dumpster is a cat's natural habitat.
Also, it was like I'm saying, Matt, you're just like, it was like, no, Jenny, we'll get a dog. No, no, we'll get a cat, and it proceeds to not care about the mystery.
Scooby never cared about the mystery either. He just lived with them for some reason.
Hey, Katie, there's a mystery going on.
Yeah, he would actually try and actively avoid the mystery.
So would, in all fairness, so would Shaggy. Shaggy would just find an inordinate amount of food somewhere. Every time.
Yeah. Aw, this one is bad. I heard Dumbledore is gay. Talk about a headmaster. Ah! Aw, that was bad. I did a theatrical performance about puns. Really, it was just a play on words. Gosh damn this meme. This is me off but entertaining me at the same time.
Dude, we can never let Zach find this.
He's already found it.
He already is it.
Zach is pun coon. Man, that would be the worst superhero to be.
The worst superhero to play in a game. You have to actually come up with those things.
Damn it. That actually reminds me, that was actually a thing back when I used to read Order of the Stick, that the one of the characters was a bard and wanted to become less useful and discovered he could become prestige, there was a class he could become that was like the dashing swordsman that allows him to use his otherwise useless charisma modifier to attack things so long as he has a witty one-liner for every attack. when he's doing that he's in a fight so long that he runs out of one-liners.
With dweep bop wing bop wop wop wop.
Zip zap zippity bazzard.
Zip zap zippity bop.
Can that also never happen again? You okay with that?
I can't even. I just feel like I just need to search for that.
What?
What?
You see, there was just a thing. There's a thing that James said a long time ago that was. Let's see.
Was it the thing about? Yeah, I played Resident Evil on the pyramids.
No.
You work. In
yeah, that was. That was it that he said.
What was that, Hannah?
I said, you work in a concrete factory? That job must be getting harder and harder.
No.
Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's fine. I just somehow was reminded. I was just somehow reminded of this comment that James had. I just remember, as stupid as all the shit I said, the one comment he asked at the end was the best.
Well, I can't say I'm happy where that was.
that's the same Don, by the way, who might be doing commissions eventually.
Oh, God.
I could didn't quite remember how to throw a boomerang, but eventually it came back to me.
I smiled at that one even though I saw the end coming from a mile away.
Just like a boomerang.
How to make holy water. Boil the hell out of it.
What has my life become? What is my life? How?
Is your roommate having another party?
Maybe.
I hear laughing.
He just is loud and has a very nasal voice that carries.
I just gotta come to your place so we can party.
He is a chocolate cockatoo.
Chocolatoo. That's the name now.
Cool band name.
Oh, God, what was the other band name that I it's something I had said earlier that I don't remember. I guess I could stop the recording. All right, well, I'm recording.
That would make sense to anyone.
I need to pull up the roller. Oh, yeah, I also need...
I've already got the roller.
I need to... Oops. All right, there we go. Yep, whenever you're ready.
Hello, Internet.
Hi there. Hey there, Internet. This is Little Fears, but you're not going to hear this because I'm going to splice this into the other session before Sam's Internet.
Yeah, because Sam's Internet blew up. Yep.
So, hi there. I did indeed. Hi there, me. You're splicing this together. I'm waving my arms for some reason.
Hi, future Matt. You're a cool guy.
Alright, Sam, how much did you know about what happened last session?
I know there was a bird and it got weird. That's literally all I know.
No, that...
Well, look, that's all you need to know. There was a bird and it got weird.
Look, no one gave me any context for that. I just got 5 texts from 5 different people of the same thing.
So the kids started painting a house, and then a bird stepped into a chocolate fountain. And then we stopped playing the game and proceeded to laugh at that for like 40 fucking minutes. I wish I had recorded that. I really wish I had. Because you're never going to hear Hannah say chocolate like that ever again.
No,
you will not.
Especially when I'm recording, because I told Hannah if I get a recording of that, I'm sending it off to Andrew and having him make a dubstep out of it. I will say, how much will it cost to get a minute of dubstep with this sample? Oh, is there actually context for this now? No, there isn't. Also,
no, it's just
there's still nobody says what the story is here. Also, there's this.
Oh my God.
I may or may not have made about 18 of those. I did not start the meme here though. That's the funny part of it. But yeah, so really it's just like we did stuff to the kids did stuff to get Grimm ungrounded. Namely painting houses, and then it's like, we don't really want to go too much. We've played for like an hour without Sam now, or just, we should probably stop.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there's Zach. Well, I'll just wait until he pops back into the call.
Yeah, fill him in on all that.
Yeah.
I like to think that what happened there was that, like, they were talking about all this stuff, and they're talking about some of, like, they're alluding to some of the other weird adventures, and Christoph's just, like, sitting just back there going, what? No! Yeah. This is ridiculous!
All right, so who wants to fill Zach in on what happened?
All right, what happened is we came across, you know, a bunch of clothes covered in chocolate, and then we determined that the candy has turned that person into chocolate.
And then we found out that it was Trisha, because there was the clothes, and the clothes, there was a Tinkerbell t-shirt.
Also, there was mention of dark shadows that abduct people, video game nights, and
Gremlins.
Yeah, gremlins. As justification of why this is all, why people turning into chocolate is possible.
Okay,